back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into football season. It is the most wonderful time of the year. We'll be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery, and our friends from the Raven Scratch also be giving those away next week, as well as our friends at Goodwill. And I got my Win Donation gear going on, because you buy two and you get two free. It's 866-90-NATION. Take advantage of it. I did. You'll be very happy you did. This guy and I have been friends for a long, long time. I remember back in some years, his football team wasn't very good, so we have to talk about the Boston Red Sox. And the Red Sox were really good, and then my football team wasn't very good. Then his football team was really good. And then Carson Palmer was in. And all these years later, he still has his Red Sox hat on, even when the Orioles were a little bit better than them this year. He is Jeff Hobson. He covers all things Cincinnati Bengals. Some call him Butch, because many of us remember the great, great Butch Hobson. And I want to keep that tradition alive as well. We welcome him on not to talk Red Sox, although he will. We welcome him on to talk about really, really big football games. Sunday night, the Cincinnati Bengals coming here. He will be having a crab cake here, as he usually serves me some delicious chili out there in Cincinnati. What's up, Butch? How you been, man? Happy beginning of the year. Everybody's 2-2, right? Here we go.
Nestor, thanks for having me on. We're always 0-0 when we play the Ravens, right? It's always 0-0.
Yeah, you know, there have been a lot of years where we get together and PP on the Browns, or certainly the Steelers, and we were always climbing that mountain or whatever. They feel like they're out of the way this time. And certainly for Baltimore, it feels like you guys are in the way. And where Burrow is and where Lamar is in this, however long Lamar is going to be here, contract, whatever, these matchups are always going to be kind of cool. I hope they go on for a decade, right? But this is the kind of matchup. We had Lamar and Josh Allen before, but Sunday Night Football, all the marbles. This is a really, really big game, because the Browns and the Steelers aren't winning this division.
Yeah, I think, I always thought it was Baltimore. I mean, it was Baltimore and the Bengals. I mean, Baltimore is, people forget they were in first place on December 1st, you know, and with everybody, you know, with Lamar healthy. And then, you know, they were 8-3. And so they've got that pretty much that same cast back. So, they say, Nestor, a division game's worth two. It almost seems like it means three. Given that it's the Ravens and Bengals, because, I'm never going to count out Tomlin, because, the guy's never had a losing season. He wins games he shouldn't win. But I think being dealt a rookie quarterback, there's going to be some growing pains down there. But I wouldn't count Cleveland out either, because just because of their defense and although I couldn't believe what Atlanta did, then I'm on the ground. But I think when Watson comes back, they're going to be a factor. So, I mean, I think, I think this thing is a 4-10. I mean, I always think it's a 4-team gig, but I think more so now, I think it runs through Baltimore and Cincinnati, just because the Bengals are the defending champs and because Baltimore has that great cast that was 8-3.
Well, both of these teams have had their feelings hurt, right? Certainly around here, this is a rough week in Owings Mills, given the meltdown, how it happened, the way it happened. Same thing with Miami. You guys are 0-2, coming off the Super Bowl and two minutes away from winning. I was in that upper deck, and I was pulling for you. We've been through this. Mm-hmm. But it feels like a long, long time ago. It was 8 months ago. It was the wildest ride anybody from Cincinnati's ever been on, aside from those white jerseys last week, Javi. But I would just say, for your team to start 0-2, you stared at the fire a little bit here a couple weeks ago. Still are really kind of sort of in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all I think, and I asked Zach this the other day, is September the new August? Because it seems like with the rules and the limits in the off season and the preseason, it seems like teams kind of don't get their footing, and you really don't know who they are. And maybe it's always been like that in the league, maybe, but it just seems more punctuated now when you barely have training camp, you barely have OTAs, and you really don't know who you are until Columbus Day, almost, and that's where we're going to be. And I think the Bengals offense has, they've kind of had fits and starts. I mean, I think that points to a new offensive line and a new offensive line that was overhauled in March and yet wasn't really be able to put together until late August. So they're just kind of starting to hit their stride a little bit. But the defense is, I think the defense is a legit deal. I mean, that's, Lamar is obviously the biggest challenge they face this year, maybe the biggest challenge they face all year. But, you know, Lamar is the best thing they've faced in a while. And we'll see, you know. I think they're legit. I don't think this is, oh, we're going to find out how good the Bengals defense is. It's good. And, but, you know, Lamar always tests it, you know, and this is the Bengals defense first test. They've passed them all so far.
Jeff Hobson is here. He covers all things Bengals at Bengals.com. He is in Cincinnati, covered many, many years. Let's talk about the Super Bowl run a little bit, Joe Burrow. And, you know, you mentioned this preseason thing. Certainly doesn't help you when your quarterback has an appendicitis. Right. You can't get the offensive line on the field. Nobody's playing their guys in the preseason to begin with. That it really training wheels, right? Like Lamar was hurt last year, right? Lamar didn't run around in the preseason either. So all those snaps week one were our cross your fingers and hope. I think for every coach in the league, because nobody really knows what they have in September here.
I think it's like that for the first four games, you know, first three or four games, you know. Obviously, I think Baltimore's defense is probably kind of like our offense. They're feeling their way around. They've had some losses. They got a new coordinator. So, you know, they're obviously feeling their way around too. So I don't expect them to be blowing any 17 point leads anytime soon, though. They seem to have gotten that out of, you know, I'm sure they've had that out of their system now as they face the Bengals.
I would tell everybody, do you predate Marvin inside the building? Yes. How long have you been at Bengals.com?
Yeah. 2000 April. My first day at Bengals.com was the day we drafted Peter Warrick, April 15th, 2000.
Wow. Yeah. I went to the preseason game when the stadium opened. They played the Bears.
Correct. That was the first game.
Pearl Jam was playing Riverbend. Okay. So and Buffett played the same weekend too. I saw Buffett and Pearl Jam and the opening of that stadium. I mean, you've seen it all. Talk to me about a Super Bowl and what that meant for the city. Look, I was in the upper deck out there with you in LA, pulling for all you guys and seeing the fans and seeing all the you know, the orange and the black, and it was very, very close, but very unprecedented. I mean, you guys waited two decades for that. I feel bad you didn't complete it. But there's also this thing we saw Buffalo the other day, where Buffalo, Cincinnati, Cleveland eventually never having won. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Like when you have a chance to win and you go out there, it's an incredible memory, isn't it?
Oh, it's outstanding. And, you know, so many heartbreaks along the way. You know, people like to criticize Marvin. The man went to 7 playoffs. In 16 years, he went to 5 in a row, won that division 4 times, arguably the toughest division of football when he did it. And yet, but there was nothing, there was no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, there wasn't any this trip, but at least, you know, you could see the pot of gold glinting 50 yards away with 40 seconds left. And, I think of, during that run, I thought of Marvin, I thought of Carson, I thought of Chad and TJ and Willie Anderson and all the great players that never got a sniff at the thing. And what made it so great was they got hot, they believed in themselves, nobody, they were the classic, you know, they were like the 67 Red Sox, man, 101 shots, you know, and it paid off paid off on the last day, you know, on October 1st, 67. And this club, they beat Mahomes twice in a month, and what a ride! I mean, it was guys who had been Eli Apple. Nobody thought Eli Apple was, you know, they said he was done. Playoff hero. The great moves they made in free agency, DJ Reader. They picked up BJ Hill in a trade. Playoff hero. Von Bell, a big free agent signing. Playoff hero. And of course, the blueprint, the first pick in the 2020s, Joe Burrow, everything that they said he was. And then to do what he did with Jamar Chase, to do the same thing that they did in college, all sorts of storylines. It would have drowned Shakespeare. There were so many storylines.
The Bayou Bengals become the Cincinnati Bengals. Hey. He's Jeff Hobson. He's still got his Red Sox hat on. He's covering all things Bengals at Bengals.com and getting ready for this thing. Give me a little Joe Burrow primer. I think on our side, any fan can look at Lamar and look at this offense where it was 4 years ago and say, we don't have Ronnie Stanley, don't have Orlando Brown, missing all sorts of parts from a couple of years ago. But it's very, very obvious to see Lamar's trajectory, improvement, the fact that he's put weight on. I know Burrow did all that, tried to put weight on and got sick, you know, after the appendicitis. But for Joe Burrow and his trajectory getting better, he came at this pretty good, right? He's a 1-1. Lamar was a 1-whatever. Right. Like, and so there really is a different sort of chip on their shoulder. But Burrow has also improved and improved dramatically and will continue to improve. When I watch these Manning brothers together on Monday night, I think to myself, he's one of those guys. He's really got the beautiful mind for football. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think, Nestor, I also want to say I'm also wearing my Bengals bee here with my with my pullover, but to go with the Boston bee. Yeah, the thing about Burrow, I think, is they believe, and I think it's the same thing in Baltimore with Lamar. He's their guy in the locker room. They believe in him. They'd go off the end of a cliff for Burrow, you know, and they've seen him do it. He's willed this team at various stages of that season last year, and that just has huge capital, you know, and Lamar has done this. I mean, Lamar is an MVP, for God's sakes, and he has that same kind of capital with his club. And you know, when you believe in that guy, you know, there's a lot to be said for that, you know. And you know, I didn't think he particularly played great the other night. I mean, he played at his best when he had to. He made the throws when he had to, and but that's what he does, and you can't start taking it for granted, you know, because the man knows how to win. He's got that aura about him, you know. He's And people love him, you know. It's amazing how he's if you get caught up in his vortex, if you get near him, you're famous for 15 minutes. I told him that. He was kind of kidding me about my accent a couple weeks ago because I asked in a news conference. they kind of make fun of how I what I call Jamar, because I call you know, just like your wife's from the great region of New England. I call Jamar Jamar. Because that's, you know, that's just kind of natural. So the guys kind of get me on that. So I asked Burrow in a news conference, I said, what makes Jamar Jamar? You know, I it was a press conference, so I had to be, you know, I had to be tame, you know.
Your authenticity speaks for itself, Hoppy. You know what I mean? There's Burrow no said, way you're going to call him Jamar. It would sound right if you did that.
And Burrow said, excuse me, I didn't hear you. Who did you say? Because he wanted me to say it. I said, all right, if you want me to say it, I'll say it. What makes Jamar Jamar? And he had a good laugh on that. And of course, it goes something like that. It kind of goes viral for about 5 minutes. You know, so I told him the next day, I said, geez, I got to be careful with you. I was famous for 15 minutes thanks to you because I was just in your vortex.
Well, I'll tell you what, from now on, when Jamar catches anything, I'm going to spell it that way on Twitter, and I'm going to copy you in on it.
This is a great matchup, man. It's Jamar versus Lamar, you know? So,
all the odds. Jeff Hobson, you want to talk any baseball before it's over? It's been a long while since I could talk a little baseball, right? Like,
yeah,
in my city, finally, yeah. I know you get to see the Reds there once in a while, and you're Red Sox up as you are, but finally the Orioles have, like, arrived a little bit, right?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, they were, they had a better record. They were in it. They were in this thing until the end, right? They were in it, but they only got, I mean, eliminated.
They were in it until 15 minutes after October 1st. They were alive for 15 minutes of October.
That?
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I can't talk about the Red Sox because I get too upset. Mookie Betts is in Los Angeles. Bogaerts and Devers are unsigned. It's, really quite, really sickening, actually.
We have an unsigned guy here playing quarterback on Sunday night. That's been a little bit of a story here in the offseason. I mean, can you imagine if the Bengals get to that point, right? I mean, you guys have lost quarterbacks. The Carson Palmer story is kind of famous. This is weird here. We sign our guys usually ahead of time.
Yeah.
Lamar representing himself. And this is dangerous. I mean, and we've portrayed it as such, and you can imagine sports radio in Baltimore as it's been around the country for Lamar, but that makes this even more interesting because he's walking a tightrope, really trying to get paid the way Flacco did. And Lamar's so one of one in valuing him against other, no offense to Burrow or any of these great quarterbacks. Lamar's different though.
There's no question. He is a unique guy. he, as much as anybody, changed the game. I mean, and I thought, you know, he's well coached by a former Bengals receivers coach, Coach James Urban. He's well coached. Roman, I think Roman does a great job with that run game, you know. And Lamar is just a weapon, because I think he's a better passer than people think he is. I mean, boy, he's put a lot of daggers in us, you know. I mean, I think he beat us 5 or 6 times in a row, you know, all different kinds of ways too, you know. Sometimes he'd rip you for 111, and then another times he hit Mac Andrews 4 times, you know, for 80 yards to break your hat. So, you know, every team with a great quarterback is faced with it. We're Paycor Stadium now, so we've you know what we're going to do now. So with the naming rights, we're going to try and sign these great core of young players.
Well, you got a couple of years ahead where you guys are going to be trouble for us. We hope to be trouble for you, certainly on Sunday night. Jeff Hobbs can be followed out on the Twitter thing as well as out at Bengals.com. He's been doing it for 2 decades there, even longer on the other side of the newspaper side. Always good to visit with you, dude. Get a little baseball in here. See you guys happy out there, but not too happy on Sunday night. Lamar and Joe Burrow, I guess this is part like 6 or 7. There's going to be a whole lot more of these, hopefully, around here if we sign Lamar. Take care of yourself, Hobby. Bring me some chili, man. I'll get you crab cake when you get in here, all right?
Nestor, I consider it an honor to have talked to you and also an honor to cover Lamar versus Burrow. That is that's one you can tell your grandkids about.
Well, now that the baseball team's good again, I may call you for a couple of those Red Sox Orioles things, and we'll do a little spring ball too. But our paths will cross sometime between now and the Super Bowl. And this is the kind of matchup that if you both make the playoffs, this puts the game in Cincinnati instead of in Baltimore in January, much like that Buffalo game last week. So all these conference and certainly the division games on fire. Rest up, Hobby. We got a football game on Sunday night. Be well, all right?
Sounds good, Nestor. Take care. Great. Thank you for having me on.
Jeff Hobson, calling Jeff. Just you can call him Butch and call him whatever you want. Just don't call him a Red Sox fan in last place. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Bengals, Ravens, Luke's out, Knowings Mills. We got you covered at BaltimorePositive.com.